Hello and welcome to Just Some Reviews. This is the review podcast released after posting the finale episode of a video game series we've been playing on youtube.com/@justsomedudesofficial. My name is Jake, I'm joined by Skylar, and today we are talking about Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. Indiana Jones and the Great Circle was released on December 9th, 2024, originally on Xbox and PC, has now recently come to PlayStation. Quick synopsis of the game. I pulled this from the game's page on Xbox.com. Cover one of history's greatest mysteries in a first-person single-player adventure set between the events of Raiders of the Lost Ark and The Last Crusade, which is the first and second movies. The year is 1937. Sinister forces are scouring the globe for the secret to an ancient power connected to the Great Circle, and only one person can stop them. Indiana Jones.
Wow.
Also, what a man. Also, 1937?
Yeah.
When did World War II start?
1940?
So how are there Nazis here?
Nazis were, I think they took over in the 30s in Germany. They didn't start war until the 40s, I think.
So this is all pre-World War II?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dang. I didn't know that. I read the year.
I think.
I was like, okay. It's like, I know we entered in 42, but I didn't think it was, whatever.
Yeah, I could be wrong.
All right. History with Indiana Jones. I've already kind of showed myself with this. I don't even know when these things take place. Have you seen any of the movies, played any of the games?
I have seen the first movie, but I was really young. I'd like to rewatch that. But anyways, and then I played Lego Indiana Jones, all the Lego Indiana Jones games. Freaking love those. And then Crystal Skull.
Yeah, that's the only movie that I've seen. And I know that's kind of like, that's the first one you've seen. That's the only one you've seen. Ah, sorry.
You know what I mean? They're older movies.
Old movies, man. Old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I've only seen Crystal Skull when it came to theaters. So mm-hmm. That was like, geez, we're pushing like 20 years at this point. And then I've played the first Lego Indiana Jones game. I didn't play, because the second one was Crystal Skull.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't play that one. The story of the game, I feel like, even though I haven't seen any of the movies,
yeah,
I did play the Lego game, so I think I get the gist of all this stuff. Story of this game, pretty typical. There's this artifact. We gotta go get it before the Nazis get it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that stood out to you? I guess like maybe like the giant side of things and stuff like that.
I really liked the story on where it went. Spoiler alert, but Noah's Ark.
We've kind of been doing
stuff.
Noah's Ark.
I like how they brought up the Nephilim and all that stuff.
Niflheim and giants and all that.
Yes. Like it was a unique story. I liked where it went with it.
Paid off on the God of War playtime. It's like, oh, Niflheim.
Yep.
I've been there.
But and I like how they kept up with the supernatural thing kills the bad guy in the end anyways kind of thing.
Yeah. It's kind of like, did Indiana Jones have to be here?
Yes.
They would have figured it out. And so then we get to the gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
So for this game, for the channel, I'm the one that played the game. And the... main question that I had for this, because this is Machine Games that made the game, and we know them for most recently the Wolfenstein games. So the question I have is, was it a smart move to maintain Machine Games' first-person gameplay style, or should they have made this a third-person game?
Oh, yeah, third-person.
I think that they really should have just gone third-person.
Yeah. Like, they probably could have kept pretty much everything they were trying to do with the game for the most part, but, yeah, definitely just a different point of view. I would have rather have been able to see Indiana Jones playing as kind of an iconic character like that, if you want to call him iconic.
Yeah, that is weird. Yeah. He is iconic. But, yeah, I mean, that's like you – I don't know how the deals worked with making this game, but, like, you have Indiana Jones. Why are you not showing him? That's like if Spider-Man was first person.
Yes.
Like you're just seeing his hands. Mm-hmm. But I think, we talked about this earlier, but, you know, I feel like they went into this of, we're Xbox, we want our own Uncharted. Mm-hmm. But we don't want this to be a copy and paste Uncharted, because everybody's just going to compare it to Uncharted and everything. Well, sorry, Xbox. We're still comparing it to Uncharted. And I think you should have just gone third person.
They should have.
I just think, and maybe for me it's just, well, I think because of this, it's more puzzle oriented. And especially for me playing this game, you know, my one rule. No killing. Yeah. So, you know, they probably kept that because, like, oh, Indiana Jones, one of his weapons, a pistol. So we'll keep it in first person. I never pulled out that thing. You know what I mean?
He did it, like, once, I think.
I think the game made me.
Mm-hmm, it did.
And so, like, I was only punching people. And so I was like, I could have done this in third person. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need the... Because my combos were just whip the person, punch, punch, step it back a bit, whip, punch, punch. Mm-hmm. And that's just all it was for me. And
yeah, and then getting knocked out and picking up your hat.
Just pick it up, and then all the people are just back to what they were doing. And I'm just sneaking around. Just... I'm back.
Let's go.
So, yeah, I think the gameplay also... had a note here of the gameplay just feels clunky and it's hard to do what you want to do. And I think it's just, yeah, I think Machine Games is just very much more, hey, we're really good at making a first person shooter,
mm-hmm,
rather than we're good at making a first person game type of thing. And mm-hmm, I think they should have just gone third person, but they didn't ask me.
Nope.
And so then we had the different levels and the environments that went with it. So the game opened up with a prologue in South America. This is where the it takes place during the opening of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Mm-hmm.
You have a young Indiana Jones there. You had a very young Dr. Octopus with you. And everything, you remember? Alfred Molina.
He's yes. There again. Yeah, yeah, he was there.
He was met with ill fate at the end.
Yeah,
he and deserved then it. You get chased by the boulder at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was all a dream. It was in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We've already done that.
Good tutorial.
Pretty cool. I think it was also a really nice, like, this area looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you're just walking around, you're like, dang, this looks really good.
It did, yeah.
Then we woke up from our nightmare, and then now we're in Marshall College, where Indiana Jones hears a loud noise, goes to investigate. The giant that we later become friends with. Forget his name.
really great friend.
Yeah, you know. Starts with an L. It's like Luca.
Oh, yeah, it is Luca.
Yeah, something like that.
It is Luca.
he breaks in. He steals the cat. knocks out Indy. And so then the next morning, you're then trying to figure out what happened with that one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, I guess.
I think you could have beat him that first fight if you knew what you were doing. You
think so?
I don't know if they would have added that or
I
not.
I doubt it. and then we moved on to the Vatican. This was the first big area of the game. Had to find a camera and take some pictures of some stuff. Fought a lot of guards because I'm just not that great at stealth, nor do I really want to do stealth. I got fists. Why would I do stealth?
Yeah, and a gun.
No guns. I picked one up at one point, and I was like, oh, no.
You're like, I'm sorry.
It's like, I don't do this. This is also where we met Gina.
Oh, yeah, she was dressed as a nun.
Our right-hand lady. Then also that one guy. Forget his name. He worked at the Vatican.
Had the glasses and stuff.
Yeah. No, not the bad guy.
No, not the bad guy. The other pope.
Okay, dude. Yeah.
Not the actual pope. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. We did also meet Jack Nicholson wannabe there also. The bad guy.
Oh, he does look like Jack Nicholson.
I told you. And so then we do all this stuff, and then we leave on the... What's it called? Not the blimp.
I almost said gazebo.
That's what I said. And then
Zeppelin.
Because then I wanted to say Zamboni, but I was like, no, that's the... Zamboni. That's the ice thing. And so then we get onto the Zeppelin, and then we go to Gizeh, or Egypt, and then have some funny snake scene in here that I actually thought was pretty funny, where he had to like feed it.
Yes, and he took like 20 minutes.
This is how I would have been. So honestly, I don't think that snake would have been fed if this was actually me. A lot of puzzles, stuff like that.
Mm.
There was the one of my critiques later on is about the boss fights, but I will say that the boss fight in Egypt, I think, was a little better just because it had the added, this was like where I fought that blind mummy or whatever.
Right, Daredevil.
Daredevil, essentially. And I think just having a boss fight that wasn't just like I was still punching him 1,000 times, but there was this added thing of like, okay, I punch, and then I kind of go back into the shadows or whatever, and he's kind of looking around. And I did think that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a better fight.
And then after Egypt, we went to the Himalayas, and this was the ship or whatever on the ice mountain, where it was like, how did this get up here? This catapulted up there.
Yeah, dude, it was just there randomly.
This part of the game involved a lot of stealth. Didn't appreciate it. You know, just let me run through all this stuff. If I'm not using my gun, they shouldn't be able to use their gun. That's all I'm saying.
That's not how that works.
Okay. Then after that, maybe you could help me out with this. We then end up in Shanghai. How did we end up in Shanghai?
You teleport off of that ship.
That's right. The stone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I forgot that it, because that was the only time that they did teleportation.
Yeah, it was that one time. That was about it.
Okay. This was then where what do they call it? They do it in Uncharted all the time, where they have the like really high action moments set pieces. The set piece of taking off on the plane.
Oh, yeah. Gina just trying to kill you.
And then this was the first instance, I think, where I had to break my rule because I had to shoot the gun at the bag.
Done.
The game made me do it. It didn't count. Then after that, we went to
Machu Picchu.
Yeah, was it Sukhothai?
Suk.
Sukhothai.
Yeah, it's Sukho.
AKA the Machu Picchu.
Sukho. Oh, jeez.
This was the last big area of the game. This is where we became friends with our giant friend, Luca, or whatever his name was.
Mm-hmm. He decided to finally start helping.
After we fought a big snake together.
Forgot about that dang snake.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then it all comes to a head in Iraq. Ziggurat of Ur. And then this is where Noah's Ark was found. All that jazz.
Mm-hmm. And your favorite boss fight.
And then after that, we'll then get into the critiques, where my main note is the boss fights were not fun. And this final boss fight is the main thing about it. This is a game where you have punch, whip, and block. They take away the whip. So now all you have is punch and block. It's just not fun. It's just not fun. And then you beat him up to a pulp to where he's on his knees. And then you have to be in the exact perfect position to then finish the fight. And then you get to, you're both hanging from the whip on the side. And then you have to swing and hit each other. It just wasn't fun.
Oh, it was fun to watch. Trust me. I loved every second of that.
We flipped the tables and you're playing this.
Oh, I would have tripped out.
Yeah, the first boss fight with Luca, once, you know, we're like 15 minutes into this fight and I'm just continually hitting him and I'm like, is there something I'm supposed to be doing? Mm-hmm. And you look it up and you're like, you just punch him a bunch. It's like, this is it, huh?
Yeah. Just a damage sponge.
So yeah, those are kind of our thoughts on the game. So then I wanted to move on to the future of Machine Games and Indiana Jones. And so, first question I have is, what do you think Machine Games' next game will be? Do you think they'll make another Indiana Jones game? Because this did do pretty good. It reviewed very well, all this stuff. Or do you think that they'll make a return to Wolfenstein?
I think eventually they might come back to Indiana Jones. But I feel like they'll do a Wolfenstein before they come back to this, maybe.
They have to.
I would think so, because it's just been a really long time for Wolfenstein.
2 was 2017?
Yeah, it's been a really long time.
Because they've made the... There was the co-op one, Youngblood, but that was like his daughter's?
Something like that, yeah.
And then there was like the VR one. But like none of those continue the where 2 left off, right?
Maybe Youngblood's, but I'm not 100% on that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really hope that they return to Wolfenstein. And I think maybe give Indiana Jones to somebody else. Because it's still not a bad game. It's just, I just don't think that this is the right match.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I think also what we could say is, you know, Troy Baker as Indiana Jones. Very good. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it just sounds straight up like Harrison Ford.
Yeah, he did a very, very good job playing as Indiana.
And Tony Todd as Luca. He was fun as well. But yeah, so it's really not the game itself. It's just, I think, who's making the game. And Xbox has, after buying Activision, who knows how many studios now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, you could give this to any number of studios, and I think they do just as well. And 'cause I think right now that's the difference with Xbox and PlayStation is... PlayStation, they do have a number of studios, but it is kind of like Insomniac right now is just Spider-Man, and Naughty Dog is just Last of Us, and Sony Santa Monica is just God of War. But these studios also have a lot of other games. Of Insomniac has Ratchet and Clank, Resistance that people want to see, Sunset Overdrive, which I'm not completely sure if they own or if that's an Xbox thing. Naughty Dog, you got Uncharted, Jack and Daxter, you know, all this stuff. But like Xbox, they own so many studios. That Machine Games literally could just be the Wolfenstein studio. And it would change nothing. Because you already have id, like they're the Doom studio. You have Bethesda and they're the Elder Scrolls Fallout. I guess now Starfield Studios, but like they make those games, and I think you could give Indiana Jones to anybody, especially maybe somebody who specializes in third person. Just saying.
I highly agree.
It's what I'd like to see.
There's some different business moves that could be made for sure. Will they do it?
Probably
not. Nah.
All right. That was our review of Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. If you happen to stumble across this review and haven't heard of us before and want to watch us play through Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, we are Just Some Dudes, and we upload videos on our YouTube channel at Just Some Dudes Official every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We've been uploading episodes of our playthrough of Indiana Jones and the Great Circle on Fridays. And starting next Friday, we will begin uploading our playthrough of Resident Evil 4 Remake.
Oh, man.
Earlier this week, we finished uploading our playthrough of Split Fiction, and we'll be uploading our playthrough of Metal Gear Solid on Mondays. Currently, we're also uploading episodes of our Assassin's Creed Shadows playthrough on Wednesdays. There are links in the description for our different social media channels. including TikTok, where we upload funny clips from our videos, and our website that acts as a central hub for all of our content. This has been another episode of Just Some Reviews, and we will see you all next time.
Goodbye.